At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yes, everybody, what's going on? My name is Stephen Allison. This is Premier League Preview, Manchester United versus Burnley. We're going to have a little bit of a look at the tactics that I think United are going to employ. Not so much with Burnley, but we will get into that later on in the video. So this weekend sees United line up against Burnley, and there's plenty of rumours of Zidane not only being lined up to take over from Jose Mourinho, but also that Zidane is lining up his first signings, I saw in a newspaper last night. Will the talk about Jose Mourinho ever end? Well, I think there's something to take note of, at least. If United fail to beat Burnley, who've only got one Premier League point and have crashed out of Europa League after drawing at home with Olympiacos, then I think there's probably something going to have to happen and the board might have to take action. I don't know if a draw would do it, but I think an embarrassing defeat, a couple of nil maybe on the road, I think might seal the fate for Jose Mourinho. So there's good news for Burnley. I think that they'll be able to fully focus on the task at hand in building themselves, building the squad to be a competitive mid-range sort of Premier League side. I don't think they could have done that with having to go through the group stage and everything else that comes with Europa. I certainly think Dyche is the guy to do that. They have crashed out against Olympiacos. It might be a good time to play them for Manchester United while they're still in the mix of all that lot. But I do think that as the season goes on, Burnley, as much as they all wanted to go and get some European aways under the belt, and who can blame them, I do think that they're going to be better for being out of that horrible competition. So before we get into the video properly, this is sponsored by BetBull. Now, BetBull have got this new thing on the go, which is called the Acca Lab. Now, if, like me, sometimes you go, I don't know what sort of bet I'm going to put on this weekend. I don't really know what to go for here. Acca Lab is basically, it uses the most popular bets from the community, and it uses Tinder's swipe left or swipe right if you want to keep that bet in. So as you can see here, this is what I'm going to go for. Burnley United, maybe not. Sheffield United against Aston Villa, maybe we'll go for that one. What's this one? Hoffenheim and Freiburg. You can swipe them left, swipe them right, depending on whether you want to add them to your bet or not. You can build your Acca this way, using the community, and then you can put your bet on at the end. Now, BetBull's awesome because it is a community betting app. I do love this app. It is one of my favourites because you get things like this secret chest, which will boost your odds. And you've also got a way to chat about the different bets that you're putting on as well. So if you go and find me on there, that's Mr. Stephen Howson. See the bets that I've put on. I mean, you can see the one I'm about to put on right now. But you can also go and follow what some of the bulls are doing on there. So I definitely recommend, if you're not going to do the Acca Lab, then check out what some of the other bulls are putting on. The bulls are absolutely smashing it. You can see the history of the bets. You can see what they've won, what they've lost, and all the rest of it. So you can find out who are the ones that you want to be following. As I said, they've got this new one called Acca Lab, which is going to be very much like Tinder, where you can swipe left and swipe right on the ones that you are interested in or not interested in, and you can put your bet on as you like. As you see here, there's a lot of these that I'm not really interested in. There's a lot of crazy teams that I know nothing about. I don't know anything about Tigres and all of them lot. Dundee and Motherwell, I quite fancy that one being under 1.5, so we'll probably throw that one into the bet. But some of them, no, they're not that fancy, are they? So here was what I was going for. I think I'm just going to stick United and Burnley to be over 2.5. I'm not sure if I really believe that, but I quite fancy it for the bet. So let's stick it in. That gives us the odds of just over 40-1. Bang a fiver on that. It's worth a couple of hundred quid, isn't it? So you can check out the link for BetBull, which is in the description below. Get it downloaded and come and join in. And like I said, get it downloaded, see if you fancy it. So, and then on with the video. So defensively, United have been error prone, and David De Gea looks nothing like the match winning goalkeeper that we saw last season and in previous seasons. I did a video highlighting just how poor we've been defensively yesterday, so I'm not going to go too far into the defensive problems that Manchester United have got, but if you want to check that out, it is on the channel. It's the latest video before this one, so definitely go and check that one out. More worrying though is perhaps how Lukaku has started this season. He's been handed a massive chance against Leicester, one against Brighton, one against Spurs. He's had a big chance in all of those games, and he's failed to hit the target. He's failed to convert those particular chances that he's had. And the team has been creating chances against Spurs. We had 22 shots, 10 in the first half. That's enough for United to be able to hit the back of net at least once, you'd think. It just wasn't enough for us to get on the score sheet. United have got to go back to basics. At times, we try and walk the ball into net. We try and overcomplicate it with multiple pass movements. But United can be absolutely devastating when we go direct. We've got the perfect centre-forward for it. And all of the flaws and abuse that he gets, Lukaku still had a higher strike rate last season than Harry Kane did. We just do not create the chances for him to be able to get into that 30-goal-a-season bracket at the moment. Let's start talking about the starting 11. I think there's a very real possibility that Jose Mourinho tries his third starting formation in three games, and this is what I think he's probably going to go with. I also think we'll be trying out the pink kit this weekend as well, reverting back to his favourite in recent times, which is the 4-2-3-1. Now, I think Luke Shaw keeps his place. I think Luke Shaw has, three games in, I think he's our player of the season so far. He's totally convinced me that he can regain the form that he had pre-leg break, and he's been absolutely dynamic since he came back. He's an absolute real breath of fresh air. I've also gone with Bailly and Smalling at centre-half. I think they're the most physical to cope with what Chris Wood is going to offer, and I think they're probably the least error-prone out of the defensive partnerships that we can put together. Tony keeps his place at right-back. Obviously, Big Dave is in net. I think there's a real chance, you might have noticed before anyone starts getting into there, you may have noticed no Paul Pogba here. I think there's a very real chance Pogba could and maybe should get dropped. His two recent performances have not been up to it. And I think if you want to play a 4-2-3-1, you want to probably play a 4-2-3-1 against someone like Burnley, who's going to sit in a super deep block. You want to allow Fred the option to go box to box. And then you want to allow creative players like the ones I've selected here. I think Marcus Rashford is going to feature back into the side. He's been a little underwhelming for us. He's just got a call up for England. I think I've heard he's been doing extra training, and I think extra training, when you hear things like that, should always be rewarded as well. So I think Marcus Rashford back in the starting 11 for us. Alexis, we all know if he's fit, he starts, much like Matic. And I think Jesse Lingard, for the performance that we saw against Spurs on Monday night, has to keep his place. And Lukaku, same again, if he's fit, he starts, isn't it? So I think that there's a very real chance Paul Pogba is dropped, and I don't think there'll be many Reds complaining about that, which... that's an attitude change from a lot of Reds in recent times. I'll come to the comments in a second and see what you guys think as well. Do you think there's a chance that Jose does drop Pogba? Would you like to see anybody else dropped? We was having a chat in here this morning talking about what's the chances of him dropping Lukaku? If someone else has to deputise as a number nine for United, I'm not sure Rashford is quite there. The rumours of Tony Marshall signing a new contract, if that's against Jose Mourinho's wishes, I very much doubt he's going to give him a starting 11 lineup. And he was, let's be honest, he was terrible against Brighton. Let's see what you guys are saying. Michael Stanley says, good starting 11. No Pog Boom says 20 times. Polygon says, going from not wanting Shaw to wishing the whole team was playing like him is a good shout. Summit in Russian, which I can't read, and he says, absolutely, I would drop Pogba and put Lingard as attacking midfield. He ran over 15 kilometres last game. Lingard was doing that in the World Cup as well, so fair play to the guy. How long do we see Dalot in the first team, says Udit. There's a lot of talk that he's going to feature tonight in the under-23s at Old Trafford, so we will know more after we've seen that. Pac-Mau says, how do I still think Lukaku is better than Kane? I'm not saying he's better than Kane. I literally just said he's got a better conversion rate than Kane. He's not given the props that he should have for having a better conversion rate. I don't think Kane would suit this United team as much as Lukaku does, but we still don't create enough chances. Kane actually would score less because he takes so many chances. I think Lukaku does suit this team, but we definitely got to create more. Paul says, Matic still recovering from his surgery. A groin pull is pretty serious. Yeah, and he was disappointing. I thought against Spurs, a lot of the bigger players, Pogba, Matic, Lukaku, they was error-prone and a bit disappointing. Governor Bandicoot says, I'll give Pogba one more game. Not a good idea to drop him before the international break. There might be a point in that, but I think while Jose's feeling the pressure from all sides, he might do something like this, which relieves the pressure and probably puts it on somebody else. Right, that is my starting 11. I will get to some of your comments a little bit later on. Yes, I am going to the 23s later on. I'll see you down there if you are. So let's talk about Burnley then. So I would love to give you some real in-depth analysis into their trends, their threats going forward. But the truth is, from the games I've seen, they haven't really got much. Now, I don't know how much of this is because they've got a small squad that was struggling to cope with having the qualifiers for the Europa League. How much of them is them just struggling, really? As I said earlier, like, much like Southampton, are we really seeing the fruits of an underinvested squad that isn't big enough to compete on multiple fronts? I think Southampton are a cert to be relegated this season, and that is the only place that Burnley have picked up a point this season. They're going to sit deep, they're going to deny the space, and they're probably going to look to go long into the channel to find Chris Wood, especially behind Luke Shaw, I imagine. They could also cause United a lot of problems at set pieces. They're very good at corners. That's where they look like they're going to be the most threatening, is from those free kicks in the final third, but definitely from corners. Chris Wood is excellent in the air. He doesn't get a lot of them on target, but he generally gets his head on stuff above the defenders that are in and around him. Now, my prediction... much like I thought they disappointed on Monday night, I think United's big players have to really step up. Pogba, if he plays, needs a real good game. He's been way off the pace since the Leicester game, which was his best one this season for us, which even then wasn't perfect, but it was a good game. He's been terrible against Brighton. He was terrible against Spurs. Paul Pogba, if he starts, definitely needs a good performance in here. But so does the likes of Lukaku, and arguably so does Matic, and certainly the defence. And even David De Gea needs to really step up and put a big game in. If we don't get a big game out of those players, I think it's going to be a long day for United. And I can really see this game having 0-0 written all over it. Sorry. But that is what I think it could be, a 0-0 bore fest. What do you guys think in the comments? Give us your score predictions. I'm going to come to the comments for a second and see what some of you guys are saying. We've got Bilal says, hope Jose's passion in that presser against Spurs carries through the week. He did mention that there's been a happier camp. The players know that they're supported because of the support they received at Old Trafford on Monday. I do hope that's carried into being a nicer atmosphere in training. From what I haven't heard anything about the atmosphere at training this week. The previous 2 weeks, I've heard it was kind of shit, so hopefully it's going to be better. Shaw in the England squad too, says Jacob. Yeah, that's absolutely well done for him. Jem says, this isn't Paul Pogba FC. Absolutely isn't. Will Jose be sacked if we lose, says Wrestling for All. I don't know the answer to that. I suspect that the demands for it to happen will be deafening if we do lose to Burnley, given the circumstances. 4-1 Burnley, says CJ Baller. 2-1 United, says Andrew. A late winner, and I feel United will get, says Jamie. When is the full-time Devils preview? I think they've literally just uploaded it this second. I've just got an alert pop up on the screen. 2-0 United, says James. To be fair to Pogba, he had no real pre-season. No, there's several players struggling with that, and I don't know how long that's going to kick on for us. Please no more underestimating the smaller clubs. The last 2 years we lose to these teams because we don't match their desire to survive. We also struggle with the press that and the intensity that some of these teams come up against us. If Jose loses, do you think he'll be sacked? As I answered that one earlier, truth is I don't know, but I think that it'll get crazy if we do. 3-1 United, says Michael Stanley. Matt Fryer says he'll resign if we lose. I think there's some people that do think that could happen. My thoughts on the Sir Alex documentary, we saw that news this week. I'm very excited. It seems like there's a real good production company behind it, so I hope it's fantastic. Jack says if we lose to Burnley, then the confidence going into the Watford game will be rock bottom. I think I completely agree, mate. I can see him parking the bus as per Alex. That's a incredibly naive thing to say. Jose Mourinho doesn't park the bus, and he certainly doesn't go to places like Burnley and park the bus. Come on, man, get up. Colin, I'm sick of everyone complaining about a negative press conference when he was asked stupid questions by journalists trying to rise him. Correct. I don't think it was a negative press conference from what I've seen. I think some of the things that he's come out with, I think he's basically going like that to the press. Dan says there's a lot of work at United, as Zidane doesn't strike me of the sort who's willing to do so. We've got no evidence to the contrary, really, have we? I do think that if you're asking Zidane to do what he did with the Real Madrid team here, we are not even close to being on the same level as that Real Madrid team. I don't know if you could play the same way as them. I don't know if we've got the same threats as them. So as good as an unbelievable achievement as winning 3 back-to-back Champions League titles is, don't pretend that he could come into Manchester United and do the same, because we are nowhere near the same level as them. That's not to say that he couldn't come in and be a better man manager and get more out of the players that we've got, possibly. But truth is, we don't know. Thoughts on the Champions League draw, says Wrestling for All. We've got a group we can get through. Now, Juventus are obviously the big fish, and I think if they play anywhere near their potential, they swat us aside with no problem. But then they're not exactly firing on all cylinders just yet. Valencia will be tough. We don't usually do well in Spain. And you know, going to Switzerland against a team that's going to be up for it, again, you know, with Manchester United, and even when they come here, it's the Champions League. We are not ready and firing on all cylinders to be just swatting aside teams like that at the moment. I think the more interesting one is going to be the Derby game. I think Derby in the EFL Cup could be a real eye-opener for us. Does he then introduce the likes of Chong or Garner and stuff like that we've seen, given the opportunities on pre-season? Or does Jose see it as another title, as he likes to call it, and go for it? If he goes for it, it's right in the middle of a heated period of games. Could that be at the detriment to the squad? Jose loves burning a squad out, so I don't know is the answer. Could we see a two up top, Rashford and Lukaku in a 3-5-2? So yeah, well, I haven't spoken about 3-5-2 today, but I do think 3-5-2 is definitely a possibility. I think that you don't need to pack the midfield against Burnley. They're going to pack the midfield in a negative sense for us. You don't need to try and win the battle there. They're literally going to give you the ball, allow you the ball. They'll be happy with 30% possession and trying to hit you on the counter. So you don't need to overload the midfield. That's where the likes of 3-5-2 comes in. It works very well against Spurs because Spurs like to press you from the front. So if you've got that extra man at the back, that means that you can be a little bit easier in possession. I think that was why Ander Herrera played, because he's going to be better in possession than some of the defenders that we've got. And then you can try to play through it. But United didn't really try to do that. We still kept going to David De Gea, and he was pumping kind of hopeful balls, mostly out to Valencia or to Romelu Lukaku. There's reasons for playing different formations, and I think 4-2-3-1 suits was quite well. Matic is going to sit and screen in front of the back two. The defenders are going to get involved in providing the width. Tony needs to get a little bit more adventurous and start putting some crosses in. Luke Shaw can keep doing what he's done for most of the season. I expect Fred to burst into the final third every now and then, and that's why I've gone with Alexis and Lingard and Rashford, because I think they can get together and I think they can get in and around that defence without getting in each other's way. I think one of the problems that we have recently is Alexis and Pogba have got very similar mentalities and they get into very similar areas on the pitch, and I think that can be a little bit of an issue for us at times. I can't even pronounce that one, says we need to play 4-4-2 versus these smaller teams and compress the centre. We don't really need to compress the centre. We will get compressed in the centre. What we need is to be having a variety to our attacks. We need to cross it. We need to then come in from the byline. We need to mix it up all the time so the defence can't read what we're doing and make it too obvious. Like when United got into that infamous game under Moyes where he put 80-something crosses in, it's easy to start defending it because you know when they go out wide, they're going to bang a cross in. Sweet, let's just sit here and deal with it. But when a team's mixing up their attacks, when they're coming down the centre, then they're spinning out right wide, or they're coming out wide and cutting along the byline and playing reverse passes inside, and then they're mixing it up with crosses and they're going left and they're going right, that's when they're hard to deal with because you don't know what's coming next. United often fall into the trap of being very predictable, and I think that if you can overcome that, then you can start to score some goals. But we definitely have to create more chances, because Burnley could easily keep a clean sheet against us. Maybe not so much if Joe Hart's in net. Do you think we have a chance versus Juve? With Jose Mourinho, we always have a chance. If there's a man that can shithouse his way for a big game, especially in Europe, this is the fella. Fellaini should start against Burnley. Why? Why are we going up head-to-head with what they do? Let's do what we do rather than what they do, because they're better at what they do than we do. United don't have a midfield. That's incorrect. As a Burnley fan, if you play with any pace out wide, you will win easily, says Ryan. That's the problem. I think the only pace that we do have is on that left-hand side. That's why I've chosen, if you want to bang my starting 11 back up, in my starting 11, I've gone with Marcus Rashford on the right-hand side, because I do think Rashford is someone that can offer us this pace on this right-hand side here. And obviously on the left, we've got Luke Shaw. That's the pace that I'm trying to get, and I'm trying to spread this team a little bit and not make it too easy. I've had a super chat from Dimitri. It says, keep up the great work, Steve. Thank you very much. I just had someone saying, where is Statman Dave? He's about 15 feet away. We need to put in a full 90 minutes. True. We can't just have a first half. Dalot could be key this season. Dave actually thinks he's going to be a starter by the end of the season. I don't think so. I think he's still going to be considered a backup. But I hope he can come in and improve on what we've got in Valencia, because a good fullback would really transform what this team is doing. What do I think about Matic and Pereira together, says MHXHD. I actually had, if you put the starting 11 back up, I actually had Pereira on the right wing here instead of Marcus Rashford, and I changed my mind probably about half an hour ago, and I put Rashford in, and I was like, no, we're going to go with a bit more pace. I do think that's a potential place that you could see Andreas Pereira feature. I think as soon as Matic came back, he was always going to come back into the starting 11, and arguably Pereira was never going to play as a number six against the likes of Spurs. So I think that is how it's going to go down. Can I bring Paul Scholes on the warm down? I would love to, but unlikely, I would say. I'd love to see us play in the old-style Mourinho 4-3-3, says Colin. Not the only one. 3-5-2 with Dalot and Shaw before the end of the season. Yeah, it could happen. Would I like to see Jardim at United? I would. I think you also need the scouting and recruitment network that Monaco have to get the best out of that one, I think. Jabir says, question about the 23s tonight. Is it pre-bought tickets or come on the day? It's usually just turn up and you walk through the turnstiles. It's free. You don't need to get a ticket. So it's happy days. Fred will get a red card versus Burnley and the United will lose, says CJ. Damn. It's a bold claim. United should sign Pepe. My only hate with United is our advanced players literally just stand and wait for crosses rather than make runs. Or shift near or far post. I see it all the time. It's so cringy, says Lance. You're not wrong, mate. Jesse Lingard brings a lot of movement into that. A lot of movement. And that is why he features. He likes to put players under pressure when they're on the ball. And he also moves for other people as well. There is far too much static in United's team. Absolutely. Do I think Pereira suits the number six role? Time and a place, but yeah, I think he can do it, yeah. If we was playing Burnley at home, that wouldn't be a bad option, I don't think. I can just see us selling Shaw in January. Oh my God. Really? I don't know about that. Who do I fear most from Burnley? Well, you got to look at Wood, because he's the only one that's going to get into the area, I think. It's him. Or Tarkowski, I think, has got a couple of goals for them already this season, because they are a threat at set pieces. I think he's their leading goal scorer this season, which tells you everything you need to know. Arsenal is better than United, which tells you that it's far too early to be drinking, even though it's a Friday. And I am going to wrap it up there. But thank you guys for joining us. Make sure to like the video. Let's get 500 likes on this. There's over 700 watching. You can definitely do it. Get 500 likes. Subscribe if you're brand new. I'll see you at Old Trafford tonight if you're going checking out the under-23s. If not, we'll be back on Sunday evening for United Review, where we go through all of the stats, all of the data and everything else like that about the Manchester United game. And the inevitable 0-0 win for Burnley that we're about to witness. Thank you guys for tuning in. Get your starting 11 predictions and first goal and goal scorer in the comments, and I will see you in the next one. Laters. Welcome to the Stephen Howson Football Channel. This is where I will take you through everything that I do revolving around football, be it that at Old Trafford or elsewhere. This is where you will get your match previews, your reviews, your football vlogs, your scout reports, your transfer talk, your youth reviews, your documentaries, and anything and everything revolving around football. I absolutely love this game. Do me a favour and subscribe.